Good morning. All right, the first reading, Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 9. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of the Pharaoh king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. The second reading, Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. Romans 8:28-39. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What, then, shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Here ends the readings.
We do have one reading left. It is the Gospel. Matthew 13. Chapter 13, verses 44. Thank you for rising. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away, sold everything he had, and bought it. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in the baskets, and threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come to separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Have you understood all of these things?" Jesus asked. "Yes," they replied. He said to them, "Therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old." You may be seated. With no young children present, we'll begin our sermon. Brothers and sisters, in a world that feels increasingly unstable, where relationships fracture, economies shake, and headlines fill us with anxiety, where do we find security that cannot be moved? Psalm 125 gives us a striking picture from the very hills the people of God climbed on their way to worship. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. This is not fragile hope. This is bedrock assurance. And the Apostle Paul, writing to the believers facing persecution and hardship, takes this truth even deeper in Romans 8. He declares, "For that those who love God are called according to his purpose. Nothing in all creation can separate us from his love in Jesus Christ." Today we stand on these two great promises. The God who surrounds us like the mountains surrounding Zion, and the God whose sovereign love works all things for our good. The imagery of Mount Zion in Psalm 125 describes Zion is not the tallest peak, yet it stood firm because God had chosen it as the place of his presence. Those who put their trust in the Lord became like that mountain, unshakable, not because of their strength, but because they are rooted in an eternal God. The psalmist continues, "Just as the surrounding hills form a natural fortress around Jerusalem, so the Lord himself encircles his people. No enemy, no storm, no trial can reach us unless it first passes through the protective presence of our God." The surrounding is not temporary. It is both now and forevermore. Even when the scepter of the wicked seems to press down upon the land of the righteous, the psalm assures us that it will not remain. Evil has an expiration date. And the psalmist prays, "Do good, O Lord, to those who remain. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart." Trusting God does not mean that we escape difficulty, but it means we are held securely within his faithful care. What does this look like in our world today. In my time of adulthood, we are assaulted from many angles. Differing political views from neighbors and friends, divisions within our church. And our schools have changed before us. Our kids educated and prepared for the workforce in ways we never saw. AI? What is that? Some kind of code? Yet it touches many of our jobs and our lives. In Romans chapter 8, Paul picks up the same note of confidence as it carries into the gospel. He gives us one of the most beloved promises in all of Scripture. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Notice the certainty. We know. This is not wishful thinking. This is settled conviction. Paul traces God's unbreakable chain, those He foreknew. He predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Those He predestined. Those He called. He justified those He justified and glorified. Every step is secure in the hands of a sovereign God. Paul then fires off a series of triumphant questions that echo the security of Mount Zion. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. How will He not also graciously give us all things? Who can bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who can condemn? Christ died, rose, and now intercedes for us. And now comes the climax. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword? No, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Paul runs through the entire created order: death, life, angels, demons, present and future, and concludes that nothing can separate us from God in Christ Jesus our Lord. These two passages together, talking about the mountains surrounding Jerusalem in the Psalms, are a picture of inseparable love that surrounds us in Romans 8. The God who cannot be shaken in Zion is the same God who works even our deepest pains and greatest trials for our ultimate good. The security of a believer is not found in the absence of trouble, but in the presence of a God who surrounds us. A Savior who intercedes for us, a love that will not let us go. And this is why we can stand firm when everything else is shaken. Perhaps today you feel shaken by grief, by financial pressure, by health concerns, or the uncertainty of the future. Hear the word of our Lord. You are like Mount Zion. You are surrounded. You are held. And God is working in all things, not just good things, but in all things, for your good to conform with the image of His beloved Son. The truth calls us to a deeper trust, to stop grasping for financial, for false securities. Stop grasping for money, for power, approval, or control, and rest in the only security that endures forever. It calls us to live as more than conquerors when we know that we cannot be separated from Christ's love. We are freed to love others boldly, to serve sacrificially, and to face hardship with hope. The upright in heart of Psalm 125 became more than conquerors. Both are marked by trust in a faithful God. So let us go forth today with these twin truths in our hearts. We are surrounded by the Lord, and nothing can separate us from His love. Peace be on Israel and Starbucks. And peace be upon all who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. To Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you blameless before the presence of His holy glory with great joy, glory, majesty, authority, now and forevermore. Amen.